It started as curiosity. Ryan sat alone in his apartment, the afternoon sun spilling lazily across the floor. Jess, his girlfriend, was at work, gone for hours yet. The TV murmured in the background, but he wasn't really watching. His eyes drifted to the bedroom, to her dresser, to the top drawer where she kept her lingerie. He'd thought about it before, more times than he'd admit, but he'd never actually done it, never crossed that line. But today? Today the temptation gnawed at him. Just once. No one would know. His heart raced as he opened the drawer, fingertips brushing over lace and satin, delicate fabrics that felt electric beneath his skin. He plucked a lavender thong from the pile, holding it up, hands trembling. Minutes later, the thong hugged him tight, snug against his cock. A matching bra followed, clumsily strapped across his chest. He stared at himself in the mirror, flushed, half ashamed, half turned on. His hand moved on its own, stroking through the lace, breathing quickening. His head spun. He was so close. Click, the front door. Ryan? Jess's voice, firm and casual, floated down the hall. Panic surged through him. He fumbled, scrambling to cover himself. But when she stepped into the room, it was too late. She froze. Her eyes swept over him, panties tight against his arousal, bra askew on his chest, his face red and desperate. The silence stretched, and then she spoke. "This what you do when I'm gone?" Ryan opened his mouth, but no words came. His heart thundered in his chest. Jess didn't storm out. She didn't yell. She stepped closer, folding her arms, eyes sharp. "If you want to keep me," she said, voice soft but unyielding, "you're going to do things my way now." Ryan blinked. "Well, what?" Jess smiled faintly. "There's a school. For guys like you. For girls like you." She leaned in, brushing a hand down his exposed chest. "You'll go. You'll learn how to be what you clearly want to be." Her lips nearly grazed his ear. "Or we're done. Thank you for watching this step of the journey. If you're enjoying Ryan's transformation, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss the next part. And if you'd like early access or to help shape what happens next, check out my Patreon at Feminize You, where the story goes deeper.